with Empire KBCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County yesterday reported its highest one-day increase of COVID-19 cases on the heels of a major easing of public health orders this weekend that allowed in-person dining and shopping. Health officials reported 3 days' worth of data showing 88 new cases on Saturday, 180 on Sunday, and 272 Monday, the highest single-day figure since the county began keeping track. The countywide total stands at 7,004 cases. Two new deaths also were reported Monday, increasing the total to 292. Hospitalizations remain unchanged at 194. Brooke Federico, a spokeswoman for the Riverside University Health System, said Mondays typically see larger bumps in cases because labs are reporting a backlog of positive tests. She also said it was important to pay attention to the hospitalization rate, which remained stable. Riverside County health officials said churches and houses of worship can reopen immediately in light of Governor Gavin Newsom issuing statewide guidance on how they can safely reopen amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Under the guidelines issued Monday, places of worship must limit attendance to 25% of building capacity or 100 attendees, whichever is lower. This limitation will be in effect for the first 21 days of each county public health department's approval of religious services within their jurisdictions, after which the California Department of Public Health will review the limits. They must also arrange for social distancing of at least 6 feet between people, establish and implement a COVID-19 prevention plan for every location, train staff, and regularly evaluate workplaces for compliance. Some foods are still in short supply due to the coronavirus crisis, so the California Department of Health Program for Women, Infants, and Children, most often referred to as WIC, has temporarily expanded food benefits. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more on how this will affect local participants.
Inland Empire recipients of WIC food benefits will be receiving a new California WIC card in the mail. It will allow participants to buy from an expanded food list due to some items being difficult to find during the coronavirus crisis. A press release from the San Bernardino County Department of Health explains if regular WIC food items are not available, then participants can buy from an expanded list. New items include goat's milk, whole grain bread, and refrigerated juice, plus added sizes and brands of regular items. All WIC program services offered by San Bernardino County will continue to be done online and by phone. A full list of items can be found in the California WIC app or online at cdph.ca.gov. The expansion is approved through June 30th. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to send mail-in ballots to all Californians who are registered to vote faces a new legal challenge. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has that story.
The California Republican Party, along with the national GOP, has filed a lawsuit against Newsom to stop his plan. The governor has said mail-in ballots will ensure voters stay safe in November amid concerns about COVID-19, and that some in-person voting will be allowed. But GOP attorney Harmeet Dhillon says California law already allows voters to request a mail-in ballot. She adds that it's the legislature, not the governor, that makes state election laws.
And the governor is simply running roughshod over those 6 months before this election, which is totally unnecessary. And we can do this safely. We can even do more people voting by mail if they want to. We do not need to do it the way he wants.
The lawsuit argues that sending out vote-by-mail ballots would lead to theft and fraud. Election experts have said voter fraud is exceedingly rare. In a statement, a spokesman for the governor said, voters shouldn't have to choose between their health and their right to vote. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.